down to second. It's a fly ball on the hit and run that dropped just inside the right field line. Goodman comes over, fields the ball. Slaughter is held up at third, and Medlick goes on to second. A double for Medlick just inside the right field line, going for a bad ball on the hit and run with Slaughter racing to third. That ball drops perhaps 50 feet back to first base. So it's Medlick on second, Slaughter on third, and Big Johnny Mize comes up. Bill Schaffner, left-handed pitcher, formerly of the Boston Bees, used now generally in relief by the Red Sox, warming up in the bullpen. They're passing Johnny Mize. Here's the next pitch outside, ball two. Outside again, ball three. And here's the fourth one, ball four. So Mize is purposely passed, putting Mize on first, Medlick on second, Slaughter on third, two out, the bases are loaded, and Don Padgett, who is catching this team today, comes up, batting left-handed. Mike Gonzalez, coaching at third, Buzzy Ware, coaching at first, for the Cards. Thompson winds up. Here's the pitch to Padgett. Padgett goes for it. The ground ball is short. It's picked up by Myers and crosses the line. Fry, forcing Myers at second. Padgett grounding to shortstop Billy Myers, who crossed the line. Fry, forcing Johnny Myers at second for the third out. Side is retired. No run. Two hits. No errors. And the bases were left filled. We go to the last half of the first inning. Not much chance to give you any of the color, and as much as the game had already started by the time we came on the air. There's a crowd today that will number pretty close to 30,000 by the time it all gets in. There are some of the reserved seats that have not as yet been filled, but the tickets have been sold, and even if the folks don't show up, we'll have the tickets. There's a crowd milling around the outside of Crosley Field trying to get in. Well, Kurt Davis goes out there to the mound, starts throwing experimentally with Mickey Owen, but it'll be Don Padgett who will catch this first game. The infield for the Cardinals made up of Johnny Mize at first, Hewitt Martin at second, Jimmy Brown at short, Don Gutteridge at third. The outfield, Joe Medlick at left, Kerry Moore in center, and Enos Slaughter in right field. The first three batters to come up for the Reds will be Werber, Fry, and Goodman. Benny Werber is playing in his 143rd game of the season, hitting .292, has been attacked 583 times, and has 169 hits. Benny Werber, top of the plate. Padgett gives the sign to Kurt Davis. The right-hander winds up, and here's the pitch. Curve ball is hit, a high bouncing ball back on the mound, taken by Don Gutteridge. The ball is knocked out of his hand as he collides with Davis on the mound. Gutteridge is charged with an error. The ball was a high bounder hit in front of the plate, bounced high in the air, a little to the left of the mound. Don Gutteridge, the third baseman, Jimmy Brown, the shortstop, and Kurt Davis all went for it. The ball was caught out of the air by Gutteridge, but he smashed into Kurt Davis and dropped the ball. And is charged with an error. That brings up Lonnie Fry, playing his 121st game, batting .295, 137 hits, and 464 times at bat. Here's the first pitch to Fry. He bunts out in front of the mound. It's picked up by Kurt Davis, who throws the first cover by Johnny Mize. Fry is out, and Werber takes second on the sacrifice. Fry sacrificing, throwing out Davis to Johnny Mize. Pitcher to the first baseman who covers. That brings up Ivel Bisson, right fielder, left-handed batter. Playing his 120th game of the season, batting .325, 147 hits and 453 times at bat. Werber on second, the stretch is by Kurt Davis. He looks back a second. Here's the pitch to Ivel Goodman. He swings and follows the first pitch back into the screen. As he gets under it, strike one. Warming up in the bullpen for the St. Louis Cards. Werber on second, no score on the game, last half of the first inning. One away, stretch by Kurt Davis. Here's the pitch to Goodman. Goodman goes for it, hits the fly ball out of the left center field. Joe Medlick backs out, he's out of it, takes it for the second out. Goodman flying out to Medlick in left center field for the second out. A That brings up Frank McCormick, hitting in the cleanup spot, playing his 150th game. He's still looking for his 200th hit. The first hit he gets this afternoon will be his 200th. He's batting 328, has 199 hits in 607 times the bat. McCormick at the plate, bats right-handed, Werber on second, two outs. No score, last half of the first inning. John Padgett in the cross, gives the sign to Kirk Davis, who stretches, looks back a second. Here's the pitch to McCormick. He swings at a curve and misses for strike one. Jimmy Wilson coaching at first. Manager Bill McKechnie coaching at third for the Cincinnati Reds. Stretch again by Kirk Davis. Here's the pitch to Frank McCormick. A fastball. He hits it on the ground on George Short. It's picked up by Jimmy Brown, who gets it over to first to Johnny Mize for the third out. Side is retired. McCormick grounding out. Brown to Mize. Side retired. No run. No hit. One error. One runner is left. Well, there's one inning of the ball game out of the way with no score. Each team having a chance to score. The Cards perhaps having the better chance of the two. One error has been committed. Two hits. No hits so far off Kirk Davis. The sun is beginning to shine a little bit. Weather is more conducive to football perhaps today. That is in the shade at least than it is to baseball. Partly cloudy overhead. Little blue sky beginning to show up here and there. This morning, very chilly here in Cincinnati. This afternoon, a little bit warmer. As we go to the top of the second inning with no score, it's Moore, Martin, and Davis, the first three batters to come up. Harry Moore will be the first batter. Comes up out of the dugout. The Reds dugout is to the left of home plate. The Cardinals dugout is to the right of home plate. The distances, for those of you who are not familiar with this park, to left field at the foul line, about a 20-foot fence, and the distance is 328 feet. And a ball hit out there today will be hit right directly into the wind. To the left of the scoreboard, which is in left center field, the distance is 282 feet. To the right of the scoreboard in right center field, in left center field rather, is 383. To the right center field flagpole is 387 feet. To the right field line at the bleachers, 366. Terry Moore's up, that's right handed. The first pitch is high, ball one. One ball, no strike. Manager Ray Blake starting off with his ace pitcher, Kirk Davis. The windup again by Thompson for fastball. It's lifted back at the plate, foul, and comes up into the tree. Now Barty comes back for it, but it's way out of his reach. The count is one ball, one strike. Umpire Larry Getz throws a new ball out to Bill Werber. The umpires are Larry Getz at first, Dave Pennelly at first, Larry Getz at the plate, rather. Dave Pennelly at first, Vic Campbell at second, and Beans Reardon at third. One ball, one strike. Gene Johnson winds up. Here's the pitch to Moore. Moore goes for it. Lifts the foul to the left of the plate. Lombardi is coming back, but it's going back into the sand. Out of reach. Goes back some 10 rows back into the sand. One ball, two strikes to count. Top of the second, no score. New ball is thrown out by umpire Larry Getz to Bill Werber. Werber always returns the ball to the pitcher. By that I mean it. Is not thrown back to him by any other infielder. It's always given to Bill Werber, and then back to the mound. Here's the windup. Here's the pitch to Moore. Inside. Ball two. The count is even up. Two balls and two strikes. Gary Moore is a right-handed batter. He's back at the plate again. Gene Thompson winds up. Here it is. Fastball is hit on the ground. He broke his bat. On the ground is short. Picked up by Del Myers. Gets it over to first to McCormick. He's out. Moore grounding out Myers. To McCormick. One away. That brings up Stuart Martin. Rather slender built second baseman for the St. Louis Cards. One away. Thompson winds up. He throws a curveball. It's hit weakly on the ground and foul. Back of Buzzy Ware's. It was over for it. The ball rolls up against one of the officers. And they have coppers posted all along the stands this afternoon, and any player, or any fielder rather, any spectator who interferes with a fielder or player or a ball in play will be ejected. The next ball is hit on the ground to first. McCormick fields it, makes the out unassisted, although Gene Thompson is over there to take the throw if necessary. There have been been one or two experiences this year where a ball in play has been grabbed by a spectator who wanted a souvenir of the game, and it has brought about some rather bad consequences. So the announcement has been frequently made of late here at Crosby Field that any spectator who interferes with a ball in play will be promptly ejected from the game. And it's rather surprising to see the effect that has on the spectators. They'll start for a ball and remember that and go right back to their seats as quickly as they can, leave it alone. Kurt Davis is a pretty fair hitter for a pitcher. Has been used a bit as a pinch hitter for the Cards. Here's the pitch to the right-handed batter. He pulled his swing as he started for an outside curve, and it's ball one. We're in the top of the second, but no score. First game of the doubleheader. Thompson throws a fastball that misses the inside corner. It's ball two. Two balls, no strike. Thompson goes back to the rosin bag. Here's the windup. Here's the next pitch. Fastball. He swings and fouls it into the dirt, back of the plate, and it rolls back to the sand. Or strike one. Two balls and one strike to count. Two off. Nobody on. New ball. Goes into Gene Thompson. Kurt Davis in the meantime. Out of the batter's box. Now he steps back up again. Here's the windup. And here it is. Fastball is hit on the line. Out the left field. Myers jumps forward but can't get it. It's a hit. Throws out to Wally Berger, who fields it. Berger gets it in the second. It's a single for Kurt Davis. That is the third hit off Gene Thompson. Davis on first with a swing to the left. That brings up Jimmy Brown, who was thrown out by Gene Thompson just as he came on the air in the first inning. Thompson takes a stretch. Davis on first. Here's the pitch. Down goes forward. Hits the ground ball down to second. Ronnie Fry knocks it down and can't hang on to it. It's charged with an error. Davis on second. Brown is on first on Ronnie Fry's error. Puts Brown on first, Davis on second, two off, and brings up Don Gutteridge, who flied out to Wooksberger in left center field in the first inning, his first time up. Brown is on first and second, two off. Thompson ran into his trouble in the first inning with two off. Gutteridge bats right-handed. He's the third baseman for the Cards. Stretch by Thompson. And here's the pitch. It's a fly ball to the right of the plate. Ernie Lombardi goes after it. Circles around under it and takes it for the final out. Gutteridge fouling out to Ernie Lombardi just to the right of the plate. Side retired. No run. One hit. One error. And two runners for that. The last half of the second inning of this first game of the doubleheader, both games of which we're planning to broadcast this afternoon. The first three batters will be Lombardi, Kraft, and Berger. Top coat in evidence this afternoon, sweaters and jackets, not very many people in shirt sleeves. Out there in the right field bleachers where the sun is beginning to bear down, just a mob of humanity, and they are sitting pretty much in their shirt sleeves. But in the grandstand themselves, out of the section of the, or out of the benefit, rather, of the sun, you find regular coats, sweaters, leather jackets, and things of that sort, pretty much enough. Lombardi coming up for the first time in the game. He bats right-handed, is playing in his 129th game of the season. At the batting average, rather surprisingly low for Big Lom, who last year was leading the National League and went on to win the National League batting crown, batting .286 at present time. 126 and hits in 441 times to bat. Davis winds up. There it is. The fly ball going out toward right field. Sauter is going for it fast. He can't get it. It bounces off the right field bleacher screen. Lombardi goes on to second and pulls up at second with a double. For Lombardi, that's his 26th double of the season. For those of you who are not familiar with Crosley Field, may I explain that in all three fields, left, center, and right field, there is an elevated terrace that in left field moves up toward the wall, in center field moves up toward the wall, and in right field moves up toward the bleachers. A little fence, possibly 2.5 to 3 feet high, all the way across the front of the right field bleachers, and then there's a screen part way up. Any ball hit into that screen is in play. Any ball hit over the screen goes for a home run. Lombardi on second. Harry Kraft is up. Right into batter, center fielder. Kraft hitting .258 at the present time. Here's the pitch to Kraft. Outside. Ball one. Harry is playing his 130th game of the season. Batting average of .258, made up of 125 hits in 485 times at bat. Lombardi on second. Infield not bothering much with him. Here's the next pitch to Kraft. It's a curveball. Kraft swings and misses for strike one. Cy Chow and Bob Bowman, a left-hander and right-hander respectively, are warming up in the right field bullpen for the St. Louis Cardinals. Davis gets the sign from Don Padgett. Lombardi on second. Here's the next pitch to Harry Kraft. Curveball. He started for it. Didn't pull his swing in time, and it's called a strike. One ball, two strikes to count. Harry tried to check his swing on that. That's double by Lombardi, by the way. The first hit off Kurt Davis in this ballgame. Stretch by Davis. Here's the pitch to Harry Kraft. Curveball misses the outside corner, and it evens the count at two balls and two strikes. No score. Last half of the second. First game of the doubleheader. Lombardi taking his lead off second. Davis looks back there. No play is being made. Here's the pitch to Ryan Clyde in the left field. They hit. Rolls out to Joe Medlick. Medlick feels it, fires it in. Lombardi is held at third. Harry Kraft singling to left. Lombardi taking third. That brings up Wally Burger. Wally playing his 93rd game of the season, batting 254, has 79 hits and 311 times at bat. Little conference out there on the mound around Kurt Davis. Wally's been hitting very well of late, however. Pulled his batting average up considerably. He's batting along in the 320s and low 330s most of the season. And the last 3 weeks, he's pulled his batting average up to 254. Runners on first and third. No score in the game. Kurt Davis looks into Don Padgett, gets the sign. There's the stretch by Davis. Here's the pitch. The high pop fly. Infield, back of the mound. A little to the left of it. Jimmy Brown follows it in and takes it almost on the mound as the wind puts that ball in. Berger popping out to shortstop Jimmy Brown. That brings up Billy Myers playing his 147th game of the season. Batting average of 280. That's made up of 138 hits in 492 times at bat. He's batting right-handed. It's Kraft on first. Lombardi on third. One away. Don Padgett taking his time while giving the sign to Kurt Davis, the right-hander. Bill can't take a windup of an open base in second. There's the stretch. Here's the pitch to Bill Myers. Myers puts a high fly out toward left field. Medlick goes back to the fence. It's over the fence. A home run for Billy Myers. Johnny Mize is not holding him to first. Here's the pitch. Curveball breaks across the plate. Ball, strike one called. One ball and one strike. Press box full of riding celebrities this afternoon. Baseball riders from all over the country are here for this series. Davis takes the stretch again. Here's the next pitch to Bill Weber. The curveball is lifted into the infield, a little to the right of the plate. It's going foul, and Don Padgett takes it. Lifted out in front of the plate a little bit. The wind got a hold of it, threw it over the foul line, and was taken some 15 or 20 feet to the right of the plate by Don Padgett. Weber fouling out to the catcher. Well, the second out. That brings up Lonnie Fry for the second time of the game. In the first inning, his first time up, he sacrificed and thrown out Davis DeMai. Gene Johnson on first, two up. Last of the second, the score, Cincinnati 3. St. Louis Cards, nothing. Three pitches warming up out there now. Here's the pitch to Fry, outside and high. Ball one. Davis takes his stretch. Here comes the pitch to Fry. Strike one call. High on the outside corner. The count is even. One ball and one strike. Thompson leads off first. Davis stretches. Here's the pitch to Lonnie Fry. He goes for it. The line drive out into right field. It's set for a base hit. It's fielded by Trotter. Thompson stops at second. A single for Fry. A single to right. Gonzalez comes out and calls in five counts. At the end of Kurt Davis. Davis having worked one and two-thirds innings. He has allowed five hits, has walked none, has struck out none. Runs allowed so far, three. And if Brian Thompson score, they will be charged against the record of Kurt Davis. S-H-O-U-N. Down comes in the second inning with two out and pitches to Griffin. Well, the turn of events so far has been a little bit on the surprising side. Expected that this would be a pretty close battle and not have anything quite as drastic as a home run with two on occur as early in the ball game as this. This is the first game of the doubleheader with the Cincinnati Reds leading by the score of 3-0. Five count is the second pitcher to be used. He's a left-hander. Kurt Davis is given a nice hand by the Cincinnati spectators as he walks out of the game, goes down the runway through the left field fence back to the clubhouse. First, and Dean Thompson has called for his jacket, which he has put on. Waddy Kim Bowman now warming up in the bullpen. It's two out. Goodman flied out to Medrick in the first inning, his first time up. Runners on first and second. Two out. Badgett gives the sign to quiet down. The softball throws a fastball high. Ball one. One ball, no strike to the count. Again by John. Here's the next pitch to Goody. Fastball high. Ball two. Two balls in those strikes. Let's have runners on first and second. And here it is. Fastball low and outside. Ball three. Strikes the count. John rubbing up the ball before pitching again, taking a little stroll for himself. Bonnie Warnicke is now left alone out there in the bullpen to warm up. Three balls, no strikes to count. It's Fry on first, Thompson on second, two out. Here's the next pitch. Strike one called. Crossfire across the plate. 3-1. third base corner of the rubber. Time has been called momentarily. A ball got away out there as Warnke was warming up. Went into fair territory in the right field area and has been retrieved. Play is resumed. 3-1 to count. Here's the next pitch to Goodman. Goodman swings and fouls it up on top of the grandstand roof. Back of third base. The ball drops off somebody's hand up there, but all the way down into the field seat. Back of third base. The new right field pavilion here is complete. Down with Brown getting in back of Thompson, but Thompson got back in time from the knoll. Play was made. The next pitch is a fly ball going out for left center field. Medvedev is going back court. He's under it in front of the scoreboard and takes it. Ball the third out. Goodman flying out to Medvedev. Ball the third out. Side is retired with 3 runs. 5 hits. No errors and 2 runners for that. So there's 2 innings of the ball game out of the way. The score, Cincinnati 3. St. Louis Cards, nothing. We pause briefly for station identification. Back at Crosley Field once again to resume the broadcast of the doubleheader this afternoon between the St. Louis Cards and the Cincinnati Reds. It's now possible to complete the record of Kirk Davis and charge him with 3 runs. Hendrick and Mize are the first 3 batters to come up to face Thompson in the top of the third. The announcement has just been made in the public address system. The single games will be played here tomorrow and on Thursday. Those are the last 2 games of the season, by the way, at Crosley Field for the Cincinnati Reds. They finished their season out at Pittsburgh. A single game Friday, a single game Saturday, and a single game on Sunday. Still limbering up with Ernie Lombardi. He's a little slow coming out of the dugout. Place is absolutely packed this afternoon. For those of you who have not been in Crosley Field in some time, they have built a new upper right field pavilion and a new upper left field pavilion with an estimated increase in the seating capacity of approximately 3,100. The right field pavilion is all complete and today is just jam-packed. The left field pavilion is perhaps half completed and they're letting people in there now. Mike Slaughter is up. He's single to center in the first inning. Here's the pitch to him. He lets the fly ball out into short center field. Billy Myers, Lonnie Fry going back. Lonnie goes back and takes it. Second base, a beautiful running catch going away. Slaughter popping out to Lonnie Fry back in short center field for the first out. That brings up Joe Medley, who hit it a bad ball in the first inning on the hit and run. As Slaughter slid out for second, he reached out for a wide pitch. And lifted a fly just inside the right field line. Good for 2 bases. The first pitch, he swings, hits the line drive into center field. It's good for a base hit. Rolls out there to Harry Kraft, who fields it, gets it back into second. It's a single for Joe Medley. That is his second hit of the game. A single to center, and that's hit number 4 off Gene Thompson. Johnny Mize coming up. Mize was purposely passed in the first inning, his first time up. It's Medley on first, one away. Thompson stretches. Plays back from the base. Here's the pitch to Mize. Fastball high and inside. Ball one. Sun shining quite brightly now. Although the sky is just a little bit hazy. Again, Thompson stretches. Here's the pitch to Mize. Mize started his swing, pulled it on the low inside pitch. A ball two. The count is 2 balls and no strikes. One away. Medley on first. Again, the stretch by Gene Thompson. Here's the pitch to Johnny Mize. Mize hit the line drive down the right field line. It's good for a base hit. Ivor Goodman comes over, intercepts it, gets it in quickly. Medley stops at third. Mize goes on to second with a double. A double to right. That brings up Don Padgett. Padgett hit into a force play in the first inning, his first time up. Don is tying a shoelace as he comes up, looks down to the dugout. Manager Ray Blades apparently calling something out, and Fuzzy Wears is coaching at first. Calls something to him. Infield plays in. They're going to pass Don Padgett. First pitch is outside. Here's the next one. Outside, ball two. Ball three. possible a forced play at any base. Brings up Terry Moore. Moore was thrown out by Billy Myers in the second inning. There's one out. Base is filled. Bill Schaffner starts warming up again in the bullpen for the Cincinnati Reds. He's a left-hander. Moore right into batters at the plate. Base is loaded. One out. Johnson winds up. And here it is. Curveball inside. Ball one. One ball. No strike. Again, Bob Bowman joins Ron Wanicki in warming up in the right field bullpen. Johnson winds up again, throws a fastball, he swings and misses for strike one. One ball and one strike. Neither manager will spare any players in this series. It's now or never for both of them. One ball, one strike. Johnson winding up, throws high, ball two. Two balls and one strike is the count. Sun going under a cloud. Base is filled. Terry Moore is the batter. Thompson winds up. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. Three and one to count. Thompson takes his windup. And here it is. Inside. Ball four. Moore walks, forcing in a run. Medrick scores from third. Myers moves to third. Padgett on second. And that's walk number three, given up by Gene Johnson. Two intentional and one unintentional. Johnson is asked for a new ball. That ball is thrown out of the game by umpire Larry Getz. That brings up Stuart Martin, who grounded off McCormick unassisted back in the second inning. The score, Cincinnati 3, St. Louis Cards 1, in the top of the third. Thompson winds up. Here's the pitch. Martin swings, fouls it back into the screen for strike one. Lombardi throws the new ball out to Bill Werber. Werber up to the fifth. Then throws it to Gene Thompson. Hugh Martin, left-handed batter. Watches Thompson wind up. And here's the pitch. He hits the line drive foul out into the right field seat. It's out of the right field pavilion. Strike two. No balls and two strikes. Base is filled. One out, one run in. Thompson winds up again. Throws a fastball. It's high. Ball one. One ball and two strikes is the count. Gene Thompson winds up. Here it is. High and inside. Ball two, and the count is even. Two balls and two strikes. Tommy goes back to the field. Rods and back. Back up on the hill again. Lombardi gets the sign. Gene winds up. Here it is. Curveball doesn't break quite enough. Misses the outside corner of the plate. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes. That brings the big one up to Stuart Martin. Three and two. Here's Thompson's windup. And here it is. Ground ball down towards first. McCormick fields it. Throws to the plate to Lombardi, and he's forced. Johnny Mize is forced at the plate. On the play, McCormick to Lombardi. Base is still filled. Padgett on third. Moore on second. Martin on first. That brings up Johnny Hop, H-O-double-P. Johnny Hop, who had the promise at one time of being a great outfielder, but his arm went bad on him. He's from the Rochester Red Wings of the International League. Very fast. He's hitting for Clyde Chown. H-O-double-P, Johnny Hop. Johnny Hop. Base is filled. He bats left-handed. Here's the windup by Thompson. Here's the pitch to Hop. He swings the first pitch. Fouls it back to the screen for strike one. This Johnny Hop is about as fast a man on base as you'll ever see. On first, four on second, Padgett on third. Here's the lineup again by Gene Thompson. The pitch, strike two, called a perfect curve across the plate, waist high. No balls and two strikes to count. Score, Cincinnati 3, St. Louis Cards 1. We're at the top of the third. Here's the lineup by Johnson, and the fast curve misses outside, a little high for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Johnson's up, the route back of him. Wind up. Here it is. Low and inside, ball two. Ball got away from Lombardi, rolled out in front of the plate. Tom goes up, picks it up, hands it to Johnson, who came in for it. And umpire Larry Getz, in the meantime, dusting off the plate. Two balls, two strikes to count. Again, Johnson goes back to the rod bag. Bases filled. Here's the lineup. Here it is.
Hook it out. Johnny Hop struck out swinging with the bases filled. Side retired with one run. Two hits. No error. Bases were left filled.
We go to the last half of the third inning with the score Cincinnati 3, St. Louis Cards 1. Bill McKechnie stops Gene Thompson on his way back to the dugout, gives him a little fatherly advice. You can almost see him as he left Gene with the palm of his hand. He sort of made a gesture toward Gene as if to say, "You're doing well in there, kid. Just keep it up." McCormick, Lombardi, and Kraft. First three batters to come up as we go to the last half of the third inning of this first game of the doubleheader. The broadcast direct from Causeway Field in Cincinnati. Bob Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N, becomes the third pitcher to be used by the car. He's a right-handed pitcher. Single to left in the second. second inning. That was his first time up. Del McKechnie called Terry off to one side, tells him what to do. Ron Warnicki warming up again in the bullpen. All the cars. It's Mabardi on first, McCormick on third. Nobody down. Coleman gets the sign. No chance for a windup with an open base at second. Here's the pitch to Kraft. Fastball is high. Ball one. One ball, no strike. Again the stretch by Bowman. Here's the pitch to Kraft. It's a high pop fly going out into short left field, just back to shortstop position. Jimmy Brown is there for it. Takes it on the base pass as the wind pushes it back in. Kraft popping out to Jimmy Brown for the first out. That brings up Wally Burger, who also popped out to shortstop. In the second inning, his first time up. One away. Burger at the plate. Runners on first and third. Baldwin stretches. Here's the pitch. Foul coming back up toward the broadcast people. We're up pretty high here, all over. We're on the roof of the second deck. Very seldom a foul ball gets up this high. Fastball is high. Ball two in the count. Two balls and one strike. Berger stands there just waiting. Coleman takes quite a bit of time now. Drops that ball in the palms of his hands. Get all the sheen off the high so the ball will slip out of his fingers. He stretches. Here's the pitch to Berger. Berger lifts the line drive. Foul into the left field pavilion. Two and two. Two balls and two strikes. Joe Medwick playing almost back to the left field wall, playing halfway up the terrace. Baller playing a little short, right center, center right field. They're playing Berger, of course, for a left field hitter, a full hitter. There's the stretch. And here's the pitch to Berger. Foul. He swung over the top of it, hit it off the foot of umpire Larry Getz, and it bounced up against the Cincinnati bat boy, who was leaning right alongside of Billy Myers. His next turn at bat. Now the main is 2-2. The Coleman's pretty quick for a little follow. Mabardi on first. McCormick on third. One out. Here's the pitch to Berger. Ground ball down the third baseline. His foul rolls out to the Cincinnati bullpen. Out there where Hank Gowdy is. Monitor Molly surveys. He dies a thousand deaths out there, Hank does, during the course of these ball games. To the count. Coleman again takes his stretch. Here's the pitch to Wally Burger. It's a line drive going out toward left field. It's timed up. Joe Medwick comes in, takes it. There's the break for the plate by McCormick. The throw into Padgett, and he's out. A perfect throw from Medwick to the plate, and McCormick is out for the third out. That's a nice play by Joe Medwick. Retired, no run, two hits, no errors, and one runner is left. Well, there's three innings of the ball game out of the way. Four, Cincinnati three, St. Louis Cards one. Ahead of the batting order will come up for the Cards as we go to the first half of the fourth inning. Joe Medwick is given a hand for that perfect strike he threw to the plate to retire McCormick as McCormick tried to score after the catch. Coleman, Betteridge, and Slaughter will be the first, or Brown rather, Betteridge and Slaughter will be the first three batters to come up in the top of the fourth. Gene Thompson so far has one strikeout, has walked three, two intentionally, and one unintentionally. Gene has committed one error so far. Here's that announcement I told you about earlier. Any person interfering with the ball in play will be ejected from the park. That means that it'll overthrow the base and the ball goes back toward the sand. Any spectator who reaches over and picks up that ball, because of course it's in play, will be invited to leave. Mr. Brown, that ball is good on the outside corner, knee high, for a strike call. They count one ball, one strike. Top of the fourth, score Cincinnati 3. They do his cards one. Here's the lineup again by Thompson. Here's the pitch. Brown checks his swing. It's low, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Thompson on the mound again. Right-hander winds up. He throws a fastball. It's on the ground for a second. Bonnie Fry fields it. Takes it out of his glove. Throws to McCormick. Brown is out. Bonnie outside of McCormick. That brings up Don Gutteridge. Gutteridge slides up. No hit. Wide out to Berger in left center in the first. Fouled out to third in the second. Thompson, here's the first pitch. The fastball hit the line out in the center field. It drops in there for a hit. It's feeding on the second hop by Harry Kraft, who gets it back into second. A single to center for Don Gutter. That's hit number six off Gene Johnson. Enos Baller coming up. Single to center in the first and hops out to Lonnie Fry. Back up second in the third. Gutter leads off and then is brought back in a hurry as the throw from Thompson over to McCormick. Almost picked him off base, and McCormick actually fell over Gutteridge, trying to retain his own balance as he was going for that throw. Gutteridge leads off. Here's the pitch. Strike one call, well across the plate. No balls, one strike. Enos Slaughter is up for the third time in the game. There's the stretch again by Thompson. Gutteridge leads off. Here's the pitch. Ground ball down towards short. Myers up with it over to Fry. Fry doesn't bother to throw as Gutteridge takes him out of the play at second. And it's a force play. Slaughter gets away very fast at the plate. Slaughter on first of the field, of course. The play, Myers to Fry. Hard baseball will be played in this series. The blue chips are down if they ever were down. That brings up Joe Medley. 2-for-2. A double to right in the first. A single to center in the third. Slaughter leads off. Here's the pitch. One miss. Strike one. Third ball. Slaughter on first and two out. Stretch again by Gene Johnson. Quick throw over to first, and Slaughter dives back. He's up on his feet again. Johnson stretches again. Slaughter leads off. Here's the pitch. Curveball is hit over McCormick's head and lands foul on the right field line by about 3 feet. Medley got a very small piece of that ball, hit it up on the handle of the bat, swung late at it, and just sort of bumped it out over McCormick's head. And it curved foul. And it's just the second strike. No balls, two strikes. Slaughter is off to a great start on that. Returns to first. Back at the plate again. Set by Thompson. Slaughter again leads off. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. Crowd is the same. No balls and two strikes. New ball is thrown out to Bill Weber and returned to Thompson. Quick throw to first base again. Forces Slaughter to dive into the base. Just whirled around and fired that ball over there to Frank McCormick, and Slaughter dove back in, hands extended. No balls, two strikes is the count on Joe Medley. McCormick and Thompson had a little huddle. Now they're both in their respective positions. Here's the pitch to Medley. The ground ball right to the box. Back of second, bounces off the base. Second for Myers. Myers to McCormick. There's a close play, and Medley doesn't like it at all. Medley took off his hat. He's having a small argument out there with umpire Bay Pinelli. Cap in hand, he's slapping his thigh with it. He didn't like that. That ball, the cue to be hit, was hit right through the box, went out into second base position and hit second base. Bounced off at an angle, spoiling a force play, and Myers had to pick it out of the air in a hurry and fire it over to first. Umpire Dean Clearton continues the discussion there with Joe Medley. Medley is out. Myers to McCormick. Side retired. No run. One hit. acting as a peacemaker on that. Probably went over to Joe and said, now, Joe, we're going to give you a little attitude on this, more than we probably would normally. But this is an important series. Curb that temper of yours, because we don't want to have to kick you out of the game. This is reminiscent of the World Series days when Joe Medrick was the center of a group for all. Well, Billy Myers, Gene Johnson, and Bill Werber for the Reds in the last half of the fourth inning. Billy Myers up for the second time in the game. In the second inning, he came up with Lombardi on third and Kraft on first and slammed a home run over the left field wall. Bill Myers, that's right-handed, up for the second time in the game. Bob Bowman, third pitcher to be used for you late tuners in. It's Kurt Davis, then five down in the second, and now Bob Bowman. Here's the lineup by Bowman. He throws, Myers swings and fouls it back up into the screen. So strike one. We're in the last half of the fourth inning, first game of the doubleheader. Bowman winds up again, throws high and over the head of Billy Myers. The ball bounces out of the glove of Don Padgett. Umpire Larry Getz demands the ball, inspects it, it's all right, and is thrown back out there to Bowman. Bowman winds up. Here's the pitch. Fastball is high and inside. Ball two. Two balls. One strike is the count. Padgett is given a new ball by Larry Getz. That is thrown out to Bowman. Two balls, one strike. Bowman winds up. Here's the pitch to Myers. Myers fouls another one off into the screen. The count is even up, two and two. Two balls and two strikes. Bowman nods his head to the sign. Winds up. Here's the pitch to Billy Myers. Myers fouls another one up into the screen. Remains the same. Two balls and two strikes. Bowman is ready. Shakes off the sign. And winds up. Here's the pitch to Billy Myers. Fastball is lifted high in the air out toward right center field. Sauter goes over four, is under it, and takes it. Backed up by Terry Moore. For the first out. Billy Myers flying out to Sauter, the right fielder, in right center. That brings up Gene Johnson, who's very highly regarded here in Cincinnati. A rookie kid picked up from the Southern League last year. Brought up here just more or less in hope. And boy, how he has come through the last little while. His pitching record for the season, 11 wins and 5 losses. He's into the right center in the second inning, his first time up. It's the first pitch to him. He goes for it, lifts the foul. Back in the plate. Don Padgett comes back for it, but he can't get it. Goes into the screen for strike one. Back, picks up his cap, which he puts on in reverse, of course. Down the mask. Holds the strap down, back of his ears. Now he's ready. Here it is. Pass ball is hit in the ground. Out towards center field. It goes into center field for a hit. Martin came over. The ball went by second base to the right of the bag. Martin came over, tried to field it, but it was way out of his reach. That's the second hit for Gene Johnson. That brings up Billy Werber, who's been up twice with no hit. Werber got on base on Don Gutter's error in the first. And now, we're going to stop on the broadcast of the ball game for just a matter of 10 seconds. We pause for station identification. Bill Werber's up in the plate. Gene Johnson is getting his jacket on, so we picked a good time for that. Station break. Here's the pitch. Werber hits the ground ball. Gutter takes it at third. Over to second and two marks to Johnny Mize. And it's a double play. Side is out. Werber hitting the ground ball. It was taken on a high jump at third base by Don Gutteridge. Who threw to Stu Martin. Martin to Mize. A double play. Side retired. No run. One hit. No errors. And no one is left. And by way of records, that is the 123rd double play into which the Reds have hit this year. They have completed 163. And by the way, I left that 200th hit of Frank McCormick go by without too much mention. That single left with which he led off in the third inning was his 200th base hit of the year. looking for that now for 3 days. They expected it Saturday. They expected it Sunday. And it didn't show up. Joe Medrick just has a little partying shot. And there he gets. And as the fans get on him, he takes off his cap in a very gracious gesture and parades down the dugout that way. Well, it's Johnny Mize, John Padgett, and Terry Moore, the first three batters to come up in the top of the fifth inning. With the score, Cincinnati 3, the St. Louis Cards 1. Gene Thompson, limbering up with Ernie Lombardi. Reds scoring all three runs in the second inning off Kurt Davis. Lombardi double to right. McCormick, or Kraft rather, single to left. Lombardi stopping at third. And then with runners on first and third, Berger popped out to Brown, and Myers hit a home run that hit on top of the left center field wall and bounced out. Those are the three runs for the Cincinnati Reds. Cardinals got their scoring in the third inning. But with one out, Medrick singles. Myers double to right. Padgett purposely passed, and then Moore walked to force in a run. Thompson winds up, and here's the pitch. Pass ball misses the outside corner of the plate. Ball one. Johnny Myers up twice. Purposely passed in the first. Double to right. In the third is the next pitch. Foul up into the upper left field pavilion. That pavilion, by the way, is pretty well packed despite the fact that only half the seats are in there. Of course, they have all the superstructure work up. All the flat metal has been laid on which the seats are usually fastened. Here's the windup. Here's the pitch to Mize. Low curve is low. Ball two. Pretty fair pitch there by Gene Thompson, but it missed. Two balls, one strike to count. Here's the windup. Here's the pitch to Mize. Strike two call. The fastball way high in the outside corner. Johnny Mize protesting in a small way to umpire Larry Getz. Count is even up. Two and two. Thompson winds up. Here's the pitch. Ground ball down towards first. He's taken by McCormick in fair territory, and McCormick steps on first for an unassisted out. Johnny Mize didn't even bother to run it out. Mize is making motions with his spike in the dirt to show that ball was at least 3 feet foul in his estimation. Newspapers and documents ought to get a shot at that argument. In short life, however, Johnny turns on his heel, goes back to the dugout. Ray Blade stopped Johnny on the way in. Ray saunters out to the plate, has a little conference with umpire Larry Getz. That ball was called fair by both umpire Larry Getz at the plate and Dave Finelli at first. So there's one out. John Padgett coming up. Went up twice, no hit. Made a little force play in the first, was perfectly passed in the third. Thompson winds up. Here's the pitch. The curveball is low and outside. Ball one. Done again, Johnny Friday. We're in the top of the fifth. Thompson winds up. There's the pitch to Padgett. He swings, hits the ground ball down towards second. It's second by Ronnie Fry. Fry gets it to first to McCormick. Padgett is out. Rounding out Fry to McCormick. Ball the second out. That brings up Terry Moore. Moore's been up twice in this ballgame, has no hit. Once officially, he's been up. He was thrown out by Billy Myers in the second and walked in the third. Terry Moore, right into batter. He's up at the plate. Thompson winds up. And here it is. A curveball across the plate, knee high for strike one call. He winds up again. Here's the pitch to Terry Moore. It's a fastball. It just misses the outside corner. It is a little low. One ball and one strike. Two out. Nobody on. Thompson winds up again. Here's the pitch. Oh, and inside. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Four, Cincinnati three. St. Louis one. For you late tuners in. Dean Thompson winds up. Throws a fastball. It is high. And it's ball three. Strike one. And one. Here's Thompson's windup. Here it is. Ball four. Terry Moore walks for the second time. That's four walks given up by Thompson. One to Mize intentionally, one to Padgett intentionally, and two to Terry Moore. coming up. Slice up, no hits. That's left-handed. Eighth man in the batting order. Here's a pitch to him. He hits a high fly out toward right field. Ivor Goodman goes back at the foot of the terrace, stops right there to the track, is out of it, and takes it for the third out. Two margins flying out to Goodman in right field. Side retired. No run. No hits. No errors. One runner is left. So now we go to the last half of the fifth inning. Fry, Goodman, and McCormick, the first three batters to come up. Fans give Gene Johnson a good hand as he comes down into the dugout. The Cincinnati dugout to the left. The St. Louis Cardinal dugout to the right. And boy, this place is really packed. Official tennis in the crowd won't be given out until sometime during the second game, but it'll be up. I would say offhand, it'll be up in the neighborhood of 31 or 32,000. Perhaps even higher than that. There are no field seats, however, today. No ground rules due to the fact that there's an overflow crowd in the park. The park is entirely free of spectators, but they're just jammed into these regular stands. Standing up back in the aisles, looks to be standing up four and five deep. A new pavilion quarters, upper left field and upper right field pavilion, which have just been erected in the last month and a half or so here at Crosby Field, are also well jammed. They've even spilled out up under the grandstand roof. Ronnie Fry is up for the third time in the game. A perfect day so far, a sacrifice in the first and a single in the second. He bats left-handed. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. Bob Bowman winds up. There's a pitch to Fry. Outside and high. Ball one. Fry made a gesture as if he was going to bunt. Don Gutter is coming into the edge of the infield grass. Bowman winds up again. There's a pitch to Ronnie Fry. That ball is high. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Wind up again by Bowman. Here's the next pitch. High. Ball three. 3-0 is the count. Activity in the bullpen has ceased. Two balls, no strikes. Bowman winding up. Here's a pitch to Ronnie Fry. High and inside. Ball four. Ronnie Fry walks. He's the first man to be walked this afternoon by any of the three St. Louis pitchers. Again, for you late tuners in, Kirk Davis started this ball game and yielded five hits and three runs. Was taken out with two outs in the second inning. Ai Chong came in, pitched to one man, and then Chong gave way to a pinch hitter, and Bowman has pitched since that time. Johnny Mize has moved in to guard the inside corner. Bob Warnicki starts warming up in the bullpen, so does Bob Weiland. For the guard. Goodman, at the plate, has been up twice, has fired out the metric both times. There's the stretch. Quick throw over to first, and had that throw been lower, they would have had Lonnie Fry. That throw was high by Bowman. Had the throw been down to the base, Fry would have been out, because Bowman outguessed him on the motion. Fry was starting to increase his lead as the ball was thrown. Fry dove back head first. He's now shaking the dirt out of his uniform. There's the stretch. Here's the pitch. A bunt down towards third. Picked up by Don Gutteridge. Gutteridge throws to first. Johnny Mize. And Goodman is out. The sacrifice advancing Fry to second. Goodman going out. Sacrificing. Gutteridge to Mize. Fry taking second on the play. Frank McCormick coming up. McCormick. Rounded up short in the first, single to left. In the third, hit a line drive over the head of Timmy Brown. Played off in the third. There's the stretch. Here's the pitch to McCormick. Fastball is good on the outside corner, better high for strike one call. Fry eases away from second. Bowman's hand over his head to his place. He throws. McCormick passes out with a line drive to center. Terry Moore takes it. Hardly had to move for it. Ball was well hit, but right at Terry Moore. Two out. That brings up Ernie Lombardi, who has two for two. A double to right in the second, a single to right in the third. Newspaper photographers all over the place this this afternoon. Five of them down here that I can see right now.
Who calls to Billy Myers, forcing King at second. That ball was
it actually towards second base position, it's very poorly. It was tough. McCormick, seeing that Fry couldn't come in for it, cut into the infield grass in front of second base position and fielded it. Through to Myers, King was fourth. Brown is on first on the field, his choice. Don Gutteridge is up. Three times up, one hit. Don on first. Here's the pitch to Gutteridge. Curveball is hit on the ground. It's short. Hillmeyer takes it. Trelawney fires second. Fry to first. And McCormick, double play. Fry is retired. Brown threw himself 10 feet out of the layoff there to try to take Fry out of that play. Gutteridge, Browning to Myers. Myers to Fry. Fry to McCormick. Double play. Side retired. No run. No hit. No error. And no one is left. For the Reds this season, that's the 164th completed double play. So now the teams change sides. We go to the last half of the sixth inning. The score is 3-1 in favor of the Cincinnati Reds. Berger, Myers, and Thompson are the first three batters to come up. Ron Warnicki for St. Louis.
Out.
feet high. Patchett went over for it, realized he couldn't get under it, and just drove at it, picking it out of the air. From his one away, and Dean Thompson comes up. Twice up. Two hits. Bring to the right center in the second and again in the fourth. Tucker on first. Warnicke. Getting ready to pitch. Don Gutter is playing into the infield grass. There's the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Strike one call. Gutter has had that analyzed perfectly, as Thompson did. Struck up his bat, but straight away. The fastball in the outside corner. There's the stretch again by Warnicke. Here comes the next pitch. Thompson reaches out for it, fouls it back up his plate, goes into the dirt, and he lost his bat. That's swinging out of his hand. By the way, we're receiving quite a number of wires up here, for which many thanks. We haven't the time, unfortunately, to acknowledge them all individually, but we have acknowledged that one particularly from Tampa. We want to acknowledge some wires from our old hometown, Buffalo. There's the check by Warnicke. Here comes the next pitch. Curveball, low and outside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes to count. Wally Burger on first. Warnicke stretches again. Here's the pitch. Thompson bunts. Around back of the plate and again. Don Padgett picks it out of the air. However, as it so happens, Thompson would have been out anyway. Running foul on the third strike. Brings up Bill Werber. This fellow Padgett is just doing all kinds of contortions down there at the plate going for those balls. Wally Burger still on first with two out in the last of the sixth. The score is Cincinnati 3. St. Louis Cards won first game of the doubleheader at Crosley Field. Bill Werber at the plate, no hits so far, and three times at bat. Here's the pitch to Bill outside. Fastball hitting the outside corner of the plate. Warnicke pitching very slowly now. Takes a little stretch. Looks over at first. Here's the slow curve. It's across the plate, letter high for a strike call. One ball and one strike. Werber is the batter. Wally Burger on first. Catches the outside corner of the plate for a strike two call. Werber doesn't care about that. Complains to Larry Getz. One ball, two strikes. Not vigorously, however, just lets a little mild protest and right back at the plate. Warnicke set. Here's the pitch to Werber. It's a fast ball. He swings, fouls it back into the screen, and the bat slipped out of his hand. Goes back to where Ronnie Fry is waiting on one knee. Kelly drives the hand on the bat. Steps up to the plate again. One ball, two strikes to count. Warnicke stretches. There goes Wally Burger. And it's a strikeout as Werber struck out swinging. No play, of course, has to be made on Burger, as is the third out. Side is retired. No run. One hit, no errors, and one runner is left. Well, there's 6 innings of the ball game out of the way, the first game of the doubleheader. Let's take inventory and see what's happened so far. The Reds have 3 runs, the Cards have 1. The Reds have 9 hits, the Cards have 6. Each side has committed 1 error. The Reds have left 7 men on base. The St. Louis Cards have left 10 men on base. So we go to the first half of the
the seventh inning of the first game of the doubleheader this afternoon. There are some St. Louis fans in the crowd, apparently. A few of them are standing up. And by the way, the parking lot and parking lot around the Crosley Field will probably show you licenses from many, many states in this part of the country. On the way to the park this afternoon, riding along in a veritable parade on Western Avenue, on our way here to Crosley Field, we saw licenses from Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, of course, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and did I say Michigan? And of course from Missouri. Broder, Medlick, and Mize are the first three batters to come up as we go to the top of the seventh. The score is Cincinnati 3, the St. Louis Cards 1. Two games this afternoon. Here's the first pitch. It's across the plate in the outside corner. Good for a strike call. Slaughter, one hit and three times. The bat is the next pitch. Strike through call in the outside corner. Nothing to do with the count. Thompson winds up again. It's outside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Thompson winds up again as the next pitch. High. Ball two, and the count is even up. Two and two. Auto batting left hand. Two and two. There comes the lineup. Here it is. The high, top fly, back up third base. Bill Weber goes over for it. He lost it in the sun, apparently, and that's what Lombardi to take, and as a result, nobody took it. He started that court. It wasn't necessary. Of course, that ball was fighting a breeze all the way out there. Rather of a strong one, too. Count is 2-2. Ball back at the plate again. Johnson gets the sign. Winds up. And here it is. That ball is fouled back up into the upper deck. Misses the screen. Goes in over under the rafters. Remains 2-2. Your ball is thrown in to Gene Thompson. Gene winds up. Here's the pitch to Sauter. He's swinging and strikes out. Sauter striking out swinging. So that error of omission to put up the third base on that foul ball did no harm. That is the second strikeout for Gene Thompson. That brings up Joe Medlick. Medlick is given a free fair going over. Pitch to Medlick is hit on the ground down the first baseline, pass first, out into right field, is thrown into the infield by Goodman, and Medlick pulls up at second with a double. A double to right. That brings up Johnny Mize. Mize has been up three times in the game. It's purposely passed in the first inning. Double to right in the third. And was thrown off McCormick unassisted in the fifth. Outfield plays around. Playing Mize as a full hitter. Here's the pitch to Johnny Mize. Low, ball one. One ball, no strike. That gives Medlick 3-for-4 so far this afternoon. Two doubles and a single. The stretch. And here it is. Inside. Ball two. Thompson stretches. Here's the pitch. Foul up on top of the grandstand roof. Back of third base. Quite a scramble up on the roof of that ball. Hitler Bill McGee now starts warming up in the bullpen for the Cards. Two balls, one strike to count. Here's the pitch to Johnny Mize. He hits the ground ball. Foul to the right of the plate. Rolls over to the stand. And the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Baseballs are brought out to umpire Larry Getz. Two balls, two strikes to count. Medlick on second, one away, top of the seventh. Stretch by Thompson, and here it is. Foul back against the screen. Count is two balls, two strikes. Neil Schauser now warming up again for the Reds. Chicago
Pittsburgh game this afternoon been called off because of rain. Here's Thompson's stretch. Here's the pitch to Johnny Mize. Ground ball foul. Back up first base. Bounces up against the shoulder of some copper and they're leaning over the little barrier, the field seat. Thought it suspended. Spectators. One up down there got that ball. Two balls, two strikes to count. Thompson up the new ball. There's the stretch. Quick throw to second. Medwick was back in time, however, as Billy Myers sneaked around back of Medwick. Thompson whirled around through. Medwick goes back into the base. Goal leads off. There's the stretch. There it is. It's a curveball. Misses outside and low. Ball three. Three balls and two strikes. 3-2 is the count. Johnny Mize, big fellow, first baseman for the Cards, stands there at the plate waiting. Here comes the pitch. He lifts the foul back up into the upper stand. Now it catches the corner of the screen. Bigman still coming up. Here's Johnny Mize. Thompson ready. Mize back at the plate again. Joe Medwick starts to lead off second. Here's the pitch. The high fly, way up high in the air, out of the short right field. Fry goes back. Goodman comes in. Goodman calls for it. Takes it for the out. Johnny Mize hitting a little under that, lifting it very high to Goodman. In short right field, as Goodman came in, Fry went out. But he called for it all the way in. Fry living half. Two out. That brings up Don Padgett. Padgett, three times up, no hit. Hit into a fourth play in the first, purposely passed in the third, hit into another fourth play in the fifth. I don't know about who's out there talking things over with Gene Johnson. Four, Cincinnati, three, St. Louis Cards, one. Little hidden ball trick out there, and it didn't quite work. There's the stretch by Thompson. Here comes the next pitch. Pass ball is ball one outside. This is Don Padgett batting. First time he's at pitch two. Again, the stretch. Here it is. Strike one call. Better eye on the outside corner. He swings it through the round ball out front of the plate. It's picked up by Lombardi. Lombardi throws the first to McCormick. He's out. Padgett, Donnelly out. Lombardi, Steve McCormick. Side is retired. No run. One hit. No errors. And one runner is left. Now we go to the stretch half of the seventh inning with about 30,000 fans. We just had the wire from St. Louis saying that they have a large delegation from St. Louis here at the park. Watch the game. Score, Cincinnati 3, the St. Louis Cards 1. All you late units in, the idea of the innings in which the scoring occurred and how they occurred. In the second inning, Lombardi, with Kurt Davis pitching for the Cards, led off with a double out to the right field bleachers. Harry Kraft single to left. Lombardi pulling up a third. Burgers popped out to shortstop Jimmy Brown. Billy Myers then slammed a home run over the left center field wall, or to be exact, on top of the left center field wall, from which point it bounced on out, and three big runs were in. That's all the scoring has been done by the Reds. For the St. Louis Cards in the fourth inning, third inning rather, with one away, Medwick led off with a single to center. Johnny Myers doubled to right, Medwick pulling up a third. Don Padgett was purposely passed, setting the bases, and then Terry Moore, Victor Walk, to force in the only run off Gene Johnson so far. Johnson started the game, still in there, and for the St. Louis Cards, Kurt Davis, who went an inning in a third, then flies down to pitch to only one man, Bob Bowman, who worked three innings and allowed three hits but no runs, and Lon Wanigke, who came in the sixth inning. This is the second inning in which Lonnie Wanigke is pitched. He goes to work on Ronnie Fry, Ivan Goodman, and Frank McCormick in the last half of the seventh inning. Ronnie Fry's been up three times has a perfect day at bat. Sacrifice in the first, a single to right in the second, and a walk in the fifth. Here's the lineup by Warnke. A slow curve ball doesn't find the outside corner. Stays outside and high, ball one. Warnke takes the lineup again. Here's the next pitch to Fry. Curve ball again fails to find the outside corner of the plate. It's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Capacity house out here this afternoon. They couldn't get many more people in Crosley Field right now with a shoehorn. Here's the Warnke's lineup. There's a pitch to five. Five swing. Hit the line drive into right center that drops in there for a base hit. Defeated by Terry Moore, the center fielder in right center field. It's a single for Lonnie Fry. Ivo Goodman coming up. Goody up for the fourth time in the ballgame. Fried out to Medlick and left center in both the first and second innings. Then sacrifice in the fifth. Ryan first. Goodman batting left-handed stand deep in the batter's box. Here's the pitch to Goodman. Goodman swings, hits a high foul back up third base. Don Fredericks races over toward the stands and going about 8 or 10 rows back in. Out of reach. Simply a high and loud foul. No balls, one strike to count. Again, shining brightly and warmly. Goodman back at the plate. A little rhythmic clapping starting up down below. The fans want to see about to get underway. Warnke fetches again. Fry leads off. Here's the pitch to Goodman. He takes it outside. Ball one. Choking up his bat, bringing in both Ron Warnke and Don Cutteridge's pass. One ball, one strike to count. Backs up to the edge of the infield grass. Stays about 2 feet this side of the skin part of the third base area. Pulls in a little nearer. Warnke touches. Goodman looks down to third to see whether the punt sign is on or not. Fry leads off. Here's the pitch. Goodman swings, hits the ground ball. It's taken by Warnke. Warnke throws to second. Brown over to first to Johnny Myers, and it's turned into a fast double play. Goodman grounding to Warnke, who jumped high. Got that ball on the bounce. Got it to Brown, who covered second. Brown to Myers. That's the second double play into which the Reds have hit this afternoon. That brings up Frank McCormick, who has an even 200 hits for the season. Packed up for the fourth time in the game. Thrown out by shortstop Brown in the first, single to left in the third, lined out to Terry Moore in center in the fifth. Warnke winds up. Here's the pitch, fast ball, strike one call. Knee high on the outside corner. New York nothing at the end of three. Again, the windup by Warnke. Here's the next pitch. Misses outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Four umpires for this series. Larry gets the plate. Dave Pennelly at first. Nick Campbell at second. And Dean Drift. Here's the windup. Here's the next pitch to McCormick. A slow curve inside. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. One strike, two up, nobody on. That's the seventh. The windup by Warnke is a pitch. Fastball just misses outside. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. McCormick having a hitch on his left shoulder. Stepped out of the batter's box, reached inside of his shirt to stretch it, which is a very logical thing to do with an itch. Three balls, one strike. Warnke winds up, and here it is. Fastball is fouled back toward the screen. Back into the screen for that matter. Don Tatch has started back. No chance for it to get it. It's 3-2. Padgett getting on his cap and pass. 3-2 is the count. Padgett in the cross, back of the plate, gets the sign to Warnke. Long wind up, and here it is. The line drive going out toward left field. Medlick goes back toward the fence. It's going up against the fence. Good four extra bases. The throw is into second. McCormick slides, and he's in there. He's straight up on his feet, although he started to throw his feet. McCormick doubling off the top of the left field wall. That would have been out of the park unquestionably had it not been for that headwind into which that ball was fighting all the way. And for McCormick, that is his 41st double of the season. Up Bernie Lombardi. Bomb has been up three times. They're going going to pass him, I think. Yep, going to pass somebody outside, ball one. Fans don't care much about that. They'd like to see Lombardi hit him, but that's smart baseball. Next pitch outside, ball two. This Lombardi has regained his batting eye after that awful 2 month bump he's been in. The National League pitchers and managers are treating him with a very wholesome and hearty respect. Ball three has been hit. Here's ball four. So it's Lombardi on first, the second time he's been passed. That gives Lom a perfect day at bat with a double and a single. That double by Lombardi was his 26th of the season, and this double by Frank McCormick is 41st. Having hit Harry Kraft. Harry has one hit and three times at bat. He singled the left in the second inning. Popped out to short in the third, right out to right field in the fifth. It's set by Wanneke. Here's the pitch to Harry Kraft. He swings, hits the ground ball to short, it's taken by Brown. Brown tosses to Stuart Martin, forcing Lombardi a second, and the side is out. Kraft, Brownie to Brown. Brown tosses to second baseman, Stu Martin, forcing Lombardi. Side retired with no run. Two hits. No errors. And two runners are left. Well, there's 7 innings of the first game of this doubleheader out of the way. Cincinnati 3, St. Louis Cards 1. Gene Johnson goes out to pick up where he left off with Moore, Martin, and probably somebody to hit for Wanneke as the first three batters. Bob Weiland, W-E-I-L-A-N-D. He fans down Rochester way. We'll remember him, of course. Southpaw warming up for the Cards. Moore, Martin, and somebody hit for Wanneke are the first three batters to come up. Gary Moore coming up for the fourth time in the game. He grounded out short in the second, walked in the third, walked again in the fifth. That's right-handed. Top of the eighth, Gene Johnson winds up. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right through the box. Out over second to the center field. It's a hit. Rolls out to Harry Kraft, who fields it. And Moore is on first with a single. And the eighth hit off Gene Johnson. That brings up Stu Martin. Stu Martin's been up three times, no hits. Moore on first. Here's the pitch. He swings at a fastball and misses. Moore, strike one. There's the stretch. Next pitch is outside. Again, the stretch by Gene Johnson. Here's the pitch to Martin. He swings and fouls it back off umpire Larry Getz's chest protector. Bounces into the crowd. Well, that one ball, two strikes. There's the stretch. And here's the pitch. That ball is hit right in front of the plate, picked out of the air by Lombardi in foul territory and thrown down to first. Lombardi very smartly completing the play. The ball is called foul by umpire Larry Getz. One ball, two strikes at the count. Quick throw to first. Chases Terry Moore back. Double Reggie Outner, busy warming up out there in the bullpen for the Reds. Bob Wyman doing right place for the Cards. The next pitch, fastball is high and inside. Ball two. Gary Moore is on first, one away. Mark Gonzalez gets the sign. Whether the hitter takes. Here comes the pitch. Fastball high and inside. Ball three. Balls and no strikes. Top back to the Rosenbach. Stretched by Gene Thompson. And here it is. Low. Ball four. Evermont walks on four consecutive bad runs. That brings up Jimmy Brown. Martin on first. Moore on second. Cincinnati 3, St. Louis Cards 1 in the top of the 8th inning with one away. Thompson stretching. Here's the pitch. Little low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Little note of apprehension in the crowd down below. First and second. Here's the next pitch to Jimmy Brown. Brown hits the line drive out towards center field. Very fast moves over court. He takes it. There's the throw in, and nobody attempts to advance. Pepper Marker, Crutchley standing right directly back of Moore at second, trying to give him instructions on what to do, and he had to duck back in a hurry. Brown lining out to Kraft in center field for the second out. That brings up Don Gutteridge. Don has been up four times, has one hit. The 8th inning. Score Cincinnati 3, the St. Louis Cards 1. Out is on first and second, the stretch by Gene Thompson. Here comes the pitch. Curveball across the plate, played by for strike one and four. Brooklyn, New York tied 5-5 at the end of four. Chicago, Pittsburgh, rain. Again, Thompson stretches. And here it is. Fastball, he swung and missed. No ball, two strikes to count. Gutter steps back to the plate again. Stretch by Gene Thompson. And here it is. Outside and low, ball one. One ball, two strikes to count. No shelter has stopped warming up temporarily to look over proceedings. Thompson stretch. Here's the pitch to Gutteridge. Country call. Gutteridge is called out on strike. Side is retired. No run. One hit. No error. And two runners are left. And again, Dean Thompson gets a great hand as he goes down to the dugout. Players down there clapping him on the back as he comes down into the dugout. The last half of the 8th inning. We'll have another new pitcher for the St. Louis Cards. Bob Wyland, W-E-I-L-A-N-D. Bob Wyland in the 8th. 5 pitchers have been used so far by the Cards. Davis, Schaun, Bowman, Warnicki, and Wyland. Winning runs so far in the ballgame, if they prove to be winning runs, all off Kurt Davis. A home run by Billy Myers in that second inning after Lombardi had doubled to right and Kraft had single to left. Myers hit a home run that bounced off the top of the left center field wall. Bob Wyland, a southpaw, comes in to work on Berger, Myers, and Thompson. Wally Berger will be the first batter. One hit and three times at bat. A total of 11 hits so far off the assorted offerings of Davis, Schaun, and Bowman. Wally Berger getting ready to step up to the plate. Score, Cincinnati Cincinnati Dream. The St. Louis Cards won first game of the doubleheader. I've just been informed that this is the only game of the two that will be carried on the network this afternoon. Bob Weiland pulls the rubber, winds up. Here's the pitch to Wally Burger, high and inside on a fast ball. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Up again. Here's the next pitch to Wally Burger. The fastball, and he goes for it. Following it back to the screen. For strike one. One ball and one strike to count. Umpire Larry gets dusting off the plate. Bottom ready again. Burger waits for the pitch. Up. Here it is. Fastball. Burger hits the line drive out toward left field. Medley comes in. He can't get it. It bounces in front of him. It's hit by Joe. Medley returns the ball to second. It's a single for Burger. That's his second hit of the afternoon. A single to left. That brings up Billy Meyer. Meyer's got a great hand. He's played well defensively. And it was his home run that put this game to the point where the Reds are out in front. Manager Bill McKechnie calls to Joe DiMaggio, Vince DiMaggio rather, is running for Wally Burger. All in the same family. Vince DiMaggio. D-I-M-A-G-G-I-O. Burger gets a nice hand as he cuts. DiMaggio on first, running for Burger. Billy Myers up at the plate, one hit, three times at bat. A throw over to first by Bob Weiland finds DiMaggio only one step away from the base. He comes back in plenty of time. Here's the pitch. It's ground ball out toward second. Bounces off the chin of Martin. Hit him right in the chin. He fields it, gets it over to first, getting Myers, but bad hop that ball just spoiled the possible double play. Stu Martin throwing out Billy Myers, and listen to the hand Gene Johnson gets. Johnson stepping up to the plate with two hits and three times at bat. Stretched by Weiland. DiMaggio on second. Here's the pitch. Outside. Curveball staying outside. Ball one. Not breaking enough to catch that outside corner. Gets DiMaggio with a short lead. And stretches his lead. Weiland throws. Outside. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Looks like the Reds would look at Mark Cooper in the second game this afternoon. Fastball is lifted high to the right of the plate. Foul. John Padgett follows it over. The wind is blowing it. He gets it. Ball to second out. Thompson fouling out to John Padgett. The solo passes look awfully good on those fouls this afternoon. He's gone for several tough ones. He's down with everyone that he's been able to get within range. That brings up Bill Werber for the fourth time in the ballgame. No hit so far. He's up for the fifth time, actually. They're passing Werber. We get to Lonnie Fry. Here's the next pitch outside. Ball two. Here's the next pitch outside. Ball three. And here's the fourth one. Ball four. Werber is purposely passed to bring up left-handed batter, Lonnie Fry. Fry has a perfect day at bat with a sacrifice, a single to right in the second, a walk in the fifth, and a single to right center in the seventh. Barber on first, DiMaggio on second, a couple of speedsters, two outs. Fry gives them anything on which to run, they'll really run. Wyman looks back a second and throws fastball high and outside. Ball one. Wyman back to the rod and back. Now Bob is ready.
Warming up for
of Cincinnati. Ball is thrown out there for umpire Beans Reardon to look over. Beans decides it's okay. Gives it back to Gene Johnson. Two balls, one strike to count. Lies on first, has it batting. Time is called. They're sending out a runner. Next pitch is a left count. This is not count. No play on it. Ball is called back. It was a hit in the right center field, but it is not scored as such. Paget is called back in the plate. Mize is called back to first. Time had been called when that pitch was made by Johnson. And a runner. Ray Blaze comes off to watch this. We're going to have a little dispute on this point. Also, the coach at first base, Mike Gonzalez, is in there on the discussion, and the newspaper photographer is here to get a picture of the goings on. While we have time here, umpire Larry Getz goes over and asks umpire Bacinelli, yes, time had been called, and the protest is not allowed. We want to tell you that although we're not going to broadcast the second game of the doubleheader this afternoon on the NBC Blue Network, we're standing by to pick up a celebration in the event the Reds take both ends of the doubleheader this afternoon. And that will be broadcast over some of these stations. We can't tell you the time of that, of course. That's contingent on a lot of things. A lot of gifts in connection with that. So Donnie Fletcher comes back, and the count is 2-2. There's two outs. Five. Running for Johnny Mize, a finally replacement. Lake, L-A-K-E, whoever he may be, running for Mize. Roger Baker, this is the National Broadcasting Company.